You're with SBS Radio. Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Naslednji gost je Ren Gregorčič, član druge generacije avstralskih slovencev, ki živi v Melbourneu in je umetnik in bo danes predstavil svoje novo delo Klopotec. Več o svojem delu pa vam bo sam povedal, najprej pa dobar dan in lepo pozdravni na slovenski daj. Ren, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
Tell us more about this work, this new work that you're about to unveil tonight in Melbourne, Klopotec. A bit more about your background and then about this particular work.
Yeah, so I am a curator and artist. He's based in Warrnambool at the moment for Southwest Victoria. I've been producing artwork for about just over 10 years now. And throughout my career, I have been really referencing and looking at modernity, particularly kind of spatial modernity and the process of capitalism as a spatial and global system of economic and social and cultural management. So my practice is really looking at how capitalism and modernity kind of spread a certain narrative and what that means in terms of an epistemological understanding of the self. The work is a Klopotec. It's really a reflection on this understanding of epistemological change through capitalism. My family came to Australia in the 1950s on the Toscana. So my father was born in Narrabas and came to Australia when he was about five. And my father, his brother, my grandmother and grandfather, we interned at Bonegilla migrant camp in Albury-Wodonga. And they stayed there for quite a while, as did many Slovenes through the immigration process did. This work is really, it's a little bit hard to describe because my cultural understanding of what it means to be a Slovenian and a Slovenian Australian and what my heritage is really based on quite fractured memories of both Slovenia from the 1940s and 50s, because I inherited that mostly from my grandmother, but also these really fragmented stories of being in Bonegilla, travelling to Australia over 6 months on the Toscana, and the resettlement process in Melbourne. And so throughout my life, I've kind of considered myself Australian Slovenian, and it wasn't until kind of my teen years I started to question what that was and started to search for cultural items within the Victorian Australian collection that responded to or embodied what I thought my identity was. So I went out and looked for cultural items or stories that would reflect my understanding of my culture. And unfortunately, I couldn't find them. I looked in the National Gallery of Victoria and the National Gallery of Australia, as well as Museums Australia Victoria. At the moment, there are no cultural items related to contemporary Slovenian cultural understanding or cultural heritage. And so through this kind of process of, you know, many years of looking for items and artworks that reflected my understanding of myself and my culture, I've kind of gone through this process of wanting to produce or make something that reflects exactly what my understanding is, but also pays homage to a lot of the people in my life who were born in Slovenia and have a connection to Slovenia, and who really paved the way for me to be able to have the life that I have, but who, unfortunately, because this kind of fracturing of both space and time, which is a very colonial concept, has kind of meant that these people are now faceless and sometimes nameless. And so I don't quite have the words or the knowledge to express who they are, what they are, what they mean to me. Through music, I thought it would be an interesting idea to not have to focus too much on producing a tangible outcome of an expression of myself and the people that I wanted to kind of honor in many ways, who came through Bonegilla, who were a part of my cultural understanding and formation very early on, particularly my grandmother, who was quite prominent in developing my understanding of living culture through food and lacework and storytelling. So I wanted to develop a bit of an ephemeral memorial to kind of be this very ethereal, non-tangible understanding of what I thought myself was. So in doing that, I ended up working with Stefan Kaiserwaddle of Kaiserwaddle Guitar. So Stefan is an incredible luthier based in Melbourne. And together we worked to produce a Klopotes. It's a bit of a different take on what the rattle can be. It's a little bit more instrumental rather than just a wind rattle. It has very significantly five blades to be an in-between of the traditional four to six blade Klopotes to kind of reference this fractured but new understanding of what myself is based on research that I've conducted over many years into my family history and Slovenian culture quite broadly. And is designed to produce a certain sound that will ultimately be played at Lake Hume and recorded and made into a sound work. So it's quite complex, and the history of the work dates back many, 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 many years and is really produced from a desire to produce an artwork that reflects my cultural understanding but doesn't tie it down too much to a singular tangible thing, because the history and the things that have made up my Slovenian cultural heritage and even my Australian Slovenian cultural identity is actually really complex. So it's hard to pin down in many ways.
And how did you come up with the idea of actually producing a Klopotes?
It was through quite a lot of research. In 2012 or 2013, the group Erwin had come to Adelaide in order to, as a part of an exhibition, which then went to Sydney. And so then the Sydney iteration of that exhibition was in 2015, and I kind of stumbled across the work. And it was quite an interesting example of cultural identity and cultural production from a contemporary perspective. So the work that Erwin showed was The Mystery of the Black Square, which was produced in 1995. It was a humorous, irreverent comment on Hitler's trademark moustache. And I remember seeing that work and thinking, wow, here is a group of people who are looking into history, forming their own identity and almost producing something original from historical perspectives. So I think it was probably about then that kind of triggered this idea that maybe my cultural pathway and art production needed to follow a similar trajectory of kind of looking back, but then having a new perspective or a new take on something different. And it was about that time that I was looking at Augusta Chernovoy's incredible Yugoslav-era paintings and experiments in constructivism. And he really advocated this wonderful philosophical and practical pathway that was looking at new social art and a society that was liberated from the destruction of war. I think I'd always been quite aware of my grandfather in particular, who was a prisoner of war, that came with a certain amount of trauma. And so obviously now we know a lot more about trauma and mental health and unfortunately negative impacts of war, but he couldn't really access a lot of services. So I think it was kind of trying to understand, particularly from his perspective, the fracturing of my cultural knowledge had kind of come in many ways from the fracturing that the Great War had instilled within my family, which ultimately led to us coming to Australia. So I kind of tried to look at this this idea of constructivism as a possibility of creating something new, something that was socially liberating, something that was relevant in a modern and contemporary way, but referred back to kind of a traditional cultural understanding. So the Clopidesse was kind of the mixing of those two together in a very abstract and indirect way.
Have you been to Slovenia before?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, the financial cost has always been quite prohibitive. And I think that's actually a really interesting element of my work as well. I think that, like myself and many other people who I'd grown up with in Melbourne in the 1990s, many who were first and second generation Australians from a multitude of countries. I think I grew up quite closely to a group of Tamil refugees, Kazakhstani refugees, Malay Australians, Chinese Australians, Korean Australians. It was a very multicultural upbringing. And I think one of the things that we always shared is we had this kind of understanding of our country and our what our identity was, but a lot of us, unfortunately, because of our socioeconomic situation, had never been, and unfortunately, that has still been a part of my life. So I haven't actually returned to Slovenia, but the idea of Slovenia has been really passed on to me through my grandmother, who would quite frequently watch the opening scenes of Sound of Music and kind of remember the Slovenian landscape. And she'd always show me and say, this is home, this is home. So my artwork has really responded to this idea that I have a certain understanding of what Slovenia is and what the country is and what the land is. But it is very constructive. It's very synthetic. It's from a passing down, particularly from my grandmother.
So it sounds like, yes, you're very proud of your Slovenian roots, obviously never been there to actually see it, but from the storytelling that you've heard, obviously, from your grandmother over the years, you feel that cultural pull, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's always been a part of my identity. We grew up very strongly connected with my grandmother, and I think it was her storytelling in particular, and just being in her home that had an icon, that had Ibria lace, that had language in particular, was quite important. And I think particularly as a young child, you do look for the strongest expression of culture that is around you in order to form your identity. And I think that was really where I came from. I saw my grandmother, who I couldn't speak much English, who was just this loving, kind person who lived culture every day. And it was just through being with her and understanding the way that she made things or the songs that she would just randomly sing that I didn't understand completely, or the way that she gardened, just those subtle things that kind of help you form an idea of who you are and what your culture is quite strong. So very thankful to have had that opportunity to have very softly inherited some of those cultural aspects.
And so in culture sounds very important to you from that perspective. What does Slovenian actually mean to you, being Slovenian mean to you?
Yeah, and it's a really interesting question, and I don't think it was until quite recently that I could probably pin an answer to that. Quite recently, I was speaking with a prominent Gundijmara elder, so that's the indigenous group of Southwest Victoria, and we were just kind of talking through conversation. I found out that her grandfather was Slovenian, And she said to me, we're cousins now. And I thought, oh, that is an amazing expression of how I feel. So my understanding of Slovenian culture is hard to define, but it is based on a sense of identity that is linked with a cultural lineage, but it also can be defined in terms of modern terms. That feeling or desire to express, for example, through art, what your... This is so hard to define. I think for me, in a very simplistic terms, to be Slovenian or Slovenian-Australian is to have a cultural identity that I can express or comes through in my everyday life, but particularly through my art. Really hard to answer your question, I'm sorry. But I think my cultural identity is actually really defined by the art that I make. The art that I produce, I feel, is influenced by a Slovenian way of looking at life, which is really inspired by the way that I saw my grandmother live.
Cultural identity, obviously, for everybody is very different, and everyone has their own version and own expression. And obviously, you're doing yours through a gift that you have, which is being an artist. The unveiling is tonight in Melbourne?
Yes, so the unveiling is tonight in Melbourne. So at Magnet Studios, that's 11 Roosevelt Street in North Coburg. It's from 6 to 7. Everyone's invited to come along. I think it's just an opportunity to show people what I'm producing, and you know, as you said, cultural identity can be something that can be quite difficult to express, but this, I think, it's something that we talk about more, and I'm happy to, you know, talk to anyone who wants to talk about Slovenian heritage or Slovenian culture or what that means to me, for example, and I think the more that we share our stories and our different experiences, the more enriched we can be. And the work is really about starting those conversations we don't have very often about what does it mean to be Slovenian, what does it mean to be Australian, can you be both, how do you be both, is there criteria, is there a phenomenological experience which defines cultural identity. So there's lots of questions there, and just starting to ask them through this work now.
Well, those in Victoria, our listeners in Victoria, obviously, if they have the time to come along tonight at 6 p.m. there to see this work, Klopotis, you've done here. Obviously, listeners obviously can, those that aren't in Melbourne can take a look also on our website. We'll have a link to your page there, and also they can take a look at and see what it looks like rather than just hearing the sound as you've heard during this interview. Ren, thank you very much for speaking with us today about your work. And obviously we wish you the very best for everything in your future endeavours as an artist.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. sbs.com.au